Okay, Rav Ossai, very exciting day. Today's daf is Gittin, daf Beis. As we dive into Masechta's Gittin, just two words of introduction to the Masechta. Gittin is pretty monogamous, right? Coming from Sota, that's going to feel a little weird. But Gittin is pretty monogamous, pretty much talking about the process of divorce, as you might know. Interestingly enough, the word get does not appear in the Chumash. In fact, the Gra points out that there is no word in Tanakh that has the letters Gimel and Tes next to it, which is just an added symbolism, right? If we're going to choose a word to describe something that is going to set two people apart, right, and not bring them together, right? So, interestingly, that we take a word that literally, the two letters that literally do not appear next to each other in all of Tanakh. Okay, either way, but basically, the word get does not appear in Chumash. The Torah calls a get a sefer krisos, which we're going to use lahalacha in many different ways. It's sefer, literally a book of krisos, of excision, or however you define karis, a book that kind of separates. Right, obviously dissolves a marriage. So Tosus over here points out why we call it a get. So it could be that that's just the gematria for the 12 rows that we use in a get. There are 12 lines in a get. Well, as we'll see, Tosus brings another reason why the 12 lines in a get could be unrelated to the gematria, right, of the letters. Okay, Tosus, the first Tosus over here, also points out that the word get is not, you know, unique to woman, to women. There's a concept of a get shichur by an eved and other things. But okay, either way, that's the phrase that we use to describe what's going on over here. A get has two parts to it. This is really not shaykh for today's daf, but we'll just mention it. A get has what's called a toreif, which is the main part of the daf, of the get, right? That's like the name and the date, etc. And then what's called the toface, which is basically the legalese. That's pretty much enough of an introduction. I guess we'll just introduce our Mishnah over here. The Mishnah is going to explain that there's a concept called Befani Nechtav and Befani Nechtam. That basically that we're going to explain that it's a get that is brought from outside Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be a requirement that the witness or the guy who brings the get says that it was signed and it was written in front of me. And that's basically what we're going to start with in the Mishnah, and we're going to explain why that is, and then go on to other topics. So let's start the Masechta. Hamevi get minadinas hayam. Someone who brings a get from overseas. Now, Rashi immediately points out that this is not overseas mamish, it's not literally overseas. If you look at the first Rashi, kol chutz la'aretz kari le medinas hayam bar mi bavel, everywhere except for bavel is called medinas hayam, and we'll see exactly what the deal is with that. So if anybody brings a get from outside Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, tarach shiomer b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam, has to say that the get was written right in front of me and signed in front of me as well. Rav Gamliel Omer, Rav Gamliel says, Afa maybe min harekem u min hacheger. Even if you bring a get from rekem and cheger, that is considered to be, the boundaries or the outside of Eretz Yisrael. They were obviously much closer to the border. And Rabbi Elazar Omer, afilu mi kfar ludim lalud, even from kfar ludim to lud, lud was a city in Eretz Yisrael, kfar ludim was like the suburbs of lud, that was already outside Eretz Yisrael. So even there, Rabbi Elazar says, right, again, kind of shrinking the boundaries even further. V'rechachamim omrim inu tzarech, sheomer farnechtam farnechtam, ela hamevi v'medina sayam, and the chachamim say, no, you don't have to say farnechtam farnechtam, unless he comes from outside Chutz Laretz, and Avahamolich, and the following cases. Hamolich v'hamevi mimedina 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 sayam, right? And if someone brings a get from state to state, or county to country within Chutz Laretz, so also tzarech sheom refan nechtam refan nechtam, and that case as well. Sorry, I just didn't read that so well. Rav Shimon Gamliel says afilu mehegmonia lehegmonia, even if it's one town to the next, right, within Eretz Yisrael. And again, we'll see exactly what's going on over here in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mirekem lemizrach, v'rekem kimizrach. Rabbi Yehuda gives borders now from Eretz Yisrael, from Rekem to the east, and Rekem is considered kimizrach, is like the east, meaning it's considered outside of Eretz Yisrael. Me Ashkelon ledarom, right, v'Ashkelon kedarom, or Ashkelon and south, and Ashkelon is considered to be outside, south of Eretz Yisrael. Now, that, if that sounds a little bit weird, if you know anything about the the map of, let's say, modern, right, state of Israel, Ashkelon is kind of smack in the middle. So, yeah, that's, I mean, that's, that makes sense, because the modern state of Israel does not really reflect the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael proper as delineated in Torah at all. Just on the bottom, usually, right, the bottom of Yam HaMelech, more or less, right, and the Torah is the bottom boundary of Eretz Yisrael, and then Eretz Yisrael goes up north into Lebanon, etc. Okay, but that's, if that sounds weird, that's because Ashkelon was, in fact, I don't know if it's the same exact city as it is nowadays, but it was, you know, much more down south than we might consider it nowadays. Okay. Me'ako l'tzafon ve'ako k'tzafon, and Ako, right, was up north, and that is considered to be, right, the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Meir says, no, Ako k'Eretz Yisrael, the Gittin, right? Ako is considered to be Eretz Yisrael for Gittin, for a get. We'll see exactly what the point is here of all this. Hamevi get be'Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael shemar fa'nechta fa'nechtam, right? And someone who brings a get within Eretz Yisrael, right? He goes from, you know, Yerushalayim to Mevasar or whatever it is, or Yerushalayim to Beit Shemesh, Beit Shemesh to Tel Aviv, etc. He doesn't have to say be'fa'nechta fa'nechtam. V'im yesh alav orim, but if there, and if there are people who are orim, who are ma'arer, who contend that the get was false, right? If you look at Rashi over here, Shabbal Ma'arish Umizuyev, that he says the get is not true, then he's Kaim Bechosmav, then you can be Mekayim, the get, through the people who signed it. Meaning that the people, if you look at Rashi over here, Shem Ya'idu Ha'idim Al Chasimus Yidehim, meaning the Edim can come back to Beis Din and be like, yeah, that's my signature. Oh, or Edim Achirim Yakiru Chasmeim, or other witnesses can be like, oh yeah, that's that guy's signature. So then kosher, then the get is kosher. That's how you would confirm the fact that a get is okay. Okay, the Gemara says, first of all, the Gemara dives right into the Indian and says, my time, what's the reason? What's the point? What is this Befani Nechta, Befani Nechta? What in the world is going on over here? The guy who brings the get has to say the get was written in front of me and signed in front of me? What could possibly be the issue? So Rabba, we have two possibilities, and then we're actually going to kind of throw a wrench into those possibilities in a second. So Rabba, Rabba says over here, Rabba Amar, yeah, Kefisha Ein, Bekiyin Lishma, because people are not Bekiyin Lishma. What does that mean? So there's a din, there's a halacha that the get has to be written Lishma. It has to be written for this couple specifically. And says Rashi, Rabbi said, tells us that Ein B'nei Medina Sayam, B'nei Torah, that's already a bit of a controversial line in general, but okay, the people in Chutz La'aretz are not B'nei Torah, at least back in the day, certainly. Ve'ein Yodin, and as again, that's why as you might imagine, that's why we said this is all, right, this is what Rashi said on the first page, that outside of Eretz Yisrael, people are not B'nai Torah, except for Bavel. Why? Because obviously, right, we're learning Talmud Bavli, right? We're learning, obviously, the Chachamim were in Bavel, right? So in Eretz Yisrael, you had tremendous, you know, obviously, Torah learning and knowledge as well. And then everywhere else, basically, was kind of like a dead zone and a soft spot for Limud HaTorah. So that's what he's saying over here. That's, he's not trying to say that anybody who doesn't live in Eretz Yisrael is not a Ben Torah, right? Rashi grew up in, right? Rashi lived in France, right? Obviously. But the Gemara is basically saying is that what Rabbah is saying is that everybody outside Eretz Yisrael doesn't really know what they're talking about. Right? And they don't know that this is the requirement of the Shema, right? And therefore, the guy has to say, right, that it was, the get was written in front of me, it was signed in front of me. The guy doesn't say it was written the Shema. So Rashi explains it without really going through it, right? He says, Mamela Shailina, eventually through the back and forth, they will ask him and he will eventually offer that information, right, that it is written Lishma. Tosos, as you might imagine, doesn't really love that so much because as Rashi himself asks, like, what in the world, if they're not Bekiyin the Shema, they're gonna end up getting to a conversation and eventually the guy will say, oh yeah, it was written the Shema. So he doesn't like that so much. He quotes Rabbi Gatosos Dibur Maskol Lafi, but Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that it's not that the people outside Eretz Yisrael didn't know of the halacha lishma, right? They were B'nai Torah, they did know this stuff, but they didn't hold of it. They didn't hold of this halacha, right? Gatosos says here, in choshen ledrasha de lishma, they didn't hold of that drasha for whatever reason. Okay, fine. Weiter. Rava says no. The concern was different, right? The fisha ain't eden mitsuyim lekaima, because there are no witnesses here to uphold the get if there is some sort of contention, like we saw at the end of the Mishnah. Meaning the guy came from, you know, overseas or outside of Chutz La'aretz. There's no one else but this guy, right, to prove that this is a real get. The husband all of a sudden is going to be like, I didn't divorce my wife. I don't owe her the ksuba. What are you talking about? I don't know anything you're talking about. So since there are no witnesses because they're not close. Right, so we need this guy to reinforce the fact that this is a legitimate get, and then he knows the signatures of the Edom, etc. Ma'i b'nayu, what's the difference between these two answers? So, Ibn b'nayu, two possibilities, the Gemara says. Either, right, this vinu beitrei, that either, right, two people came, right, to Eretz Yisrael, right, so Rabbah is going to require, right, b'fanechtam, because what do two people have to do with anything, right? If the people don't know what they're talking about Lishma, they don't know what they're talking about, right? Still, you need to tell us that it was written Lishma. But according to Rava, who says there are no witnesses here to confirm the shtar, the get, so yeah, you have two people. What do you mean? You have two people here, and you do have witnesses to confirm the shtar. Okay. Inami, another possibility for, or I guess there are three here. Right? Either two, another nafkamina, what happens if you go from one place to the next in Eretz Yisrael, right? If Rashi says, like, Yehuda to the Galil, right? That's far. Right, nowadays it's about a 3-4 hour drive. Right, back then it was a bit of a trek. So you're within Eretz Yisrael, everybody knows the halachas of Lishma, but there's no one really around, right, to confirm that this get was real and legit. So, according to Rava, you don't need to say Lishma, because everybody knows Halacha. According to Rava, you don't have Edim, so you would have to say Pfanechtam. And Inami, third answer, but also Medina Sayyam, right, let's say you travel within the same country, right, in Chutzlaris, meaning that the people are readily available, so you can have two Edim that say that the shtar was good. So, according to Rava, you wouldn't need to say it, but according to Rava, right, people don't know Lishma, so then you would have to say b'fanim the fight nechtam anywhere in Chutz La'aretz, even right if you were close. Now says the Gemara, the problem is Rabbah Amar L'fishi in b'kiyin l'shma. Right, if Rabbah says right that people are not b'kiyin l'shma, right, and we don't know if his get was written l'shma, which it needs to be, right, it wasn't written for this couple. The boy Trey, right? So why do we have this one guy, the guy who brought the get from Chutz La'aretz? Right, you should need two edim. Right, meet the Davia call Adius Shabbatora. Right, every testimony, whenever you need to establish a status of a person or a get or a star or something, you need two witnesses. What is one guy? What is guy? One guy is not admissible in Beis Din. Right. So the Gemara answers: Eidach Hanavim beYisurim. Well, we do have a concept that one witness is believed by Yisurim. Right. As the Gemara itself is going to give an example for maybe by Treif. If a guy, you don't know if something is kosher or not, guy says, "Yeah, it's kosher. Trust me, I was there." So you can rely on one guy. So here too, we're talking about Yisurim, right? Again, Ishish, etc. So one witness is believed. The Gemara says, "What do you mean? Emar Tamina Eidach Hanavim beYisurim Kingon Chaticha Savik Shalchev Savik Shalshuman." Well, we only say that one witness is believed. For example, in the case of mamish iser, like just straight up iser, like say, for example, we have a piece of meat, you don't know if it's chaylev or shuman, to be honest, that's not meat, that's fat. So there are certain usher fats in an animal, so that's chaylev, which is usher, very, very usher, and shuman, which is totally normal, right? That's the normal fat that you see on meat all over the place. So if you have a piece of fat, you don't know if it's kosher or not. If the guy says it's kosher, it's not chaylev, don't worry, it's shuman, it's fat, then that's fine. Then we believe him. Dolo ischa kizura, because we have dolo ischa kizura, because there is no cheskas iser here. There's no pre-established status that we're trying to get rid of. Avalacha, but over here by our case of Eishesish, there's chazik isura, Eishesish. What do you mean? Her default status is that she's a married woman. Havi debar shebe erva. That's something that is dealing with erva, with arayos. Havi debar shebe erva pachas mishnayin. And any time, right, you have to affect some sort of halachic change by Dabar Sheva Erva, right, if like Rashi says, right, Ro'i La'atiro, that's the key line, right, Ro'i, that you have to be mother a woman in Dabar Sheva Erva, right, in this realm of halacha, you can't have it less than two edim. So the Gemara says, what in the world, according to Rabbah, what is this shot? What is going on over here? Lefisha Ein B'kin L'shma. So the Gemara says, you're actually Rov B'kin Ein. Really, they are Bikian, meaning really, really, they do know about the halacha of Lishma. So what did Rabbah mean? Lefisha ain Bikian Lishma. What does that mean? So Gemara is going to explain. Afilu Rabbi Meir. Now, if you tell me, so you're telling me that most people know the Lishma, but we're concerned about the few people in Chutz La'aretz who don't know that you need to have a get Lishma? Right? Rov Bikian Ein. Most of the people outside Eretz Yisrael, right, are knowledgeable and they know it needs to be the Shema. So Rabbah is saying that since there are some people who don't know, we have to say b'fanechtam. The problem is, but I feel Rabbi Meir, even according to Rabbi Meir, the Chayish Lamiyuta, Rabbi Meir is the one who was always concerned, right, for the miyut, for the minority. We always have to be concerned for that possibility. The Chayish Lamiyuta stam sifri de daini migmar gemiri. Problem is that stam sifri, if you're telling me, yes, that's dealing with random people. Maybe a bunch of random people don't know about that. Again, has to be the Shema. Maybe people have never learned Gittin, starting Gittin for the first time, very exciting, they never heard of this thing. Okay, but the people who are writing the shtaros, right, the sofrim, right, the sofrei stam, right, Pasha says that they know what they're talking about, right? So even Rabbi Meir is going to agree that midaraisa, you're not going to need to say that this was written lishma because almost all of the sofrim know what they're talking about. So the Gemara says you're right, enechinami, because v'rabbanon hu de'itzrich, really it was the chachamim who required this guy to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam midaraisa, we don't need it whatsoever. Chazal were concerned that there's a very small chance that this get was written shalolishma for a different couple, not for this couple, and there's also a small chance that this guy, the sofer, didn't know that halachas. Therefore, we require to say for nechta by nechta. So if it's derabanan, then you can start talking about accepting one witness. And just to go on to the next page, just to explain a little bit. Right, the hakan over here, mishumi guna ichilu berabanan, because of the concept, because of competing. Right, possibility of agunas, right? We don't want women to be waiting around. Right? Again, there's a get that comes. If we require every get that comes from overseas or from outside Eretz Yisrael, right, and you're waiting for people to, two witnesses to come and say, find out, you can have a lot of women hanging in the balance. So hopefully not a lot of women, but you have a bunch of women hanging in the balance. So since Chazal, yes, okay, on the one hand, we don't need it, midaraisa. Chazal tell us that you do need it because we're concerned maybe this get is not lishma, but we're not going to require it to the point where we need to have two witnesses. We're going to allow this one guy who, somebody had to bring the get, right? So we're going to allow that guy to come and say, "Fine nechtam." Okay, we're going to invite you. Obviously, in this is a little bit, goes a little further onto Daf Gimel, but very exciting to get into the Masechta, and we'll go invite you in the Hailing Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.